It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Still to come, we've got fish bites in this half hour. Faith Jolly will join us to kick off hour number two. And Russ, we're going to talk about keeping your dogs and Mother Moose safe in the great outdoors as more people get a little trunky, I think, to get out and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, just some common sense things you need to do.
Yeah, and you've got some experience with that, so we'll look forward to the conversation. Of course, I say that on a weekend when it's going to be raining and then snow, it looks like coming to the higher elevations Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and certainly beginning likely on Sunday this weekend. Bob Grove will join us in the next half hour, along with Mark Wade, to do a little road tripping. But he jumped on early with us this morning because you just got back from quite an adventure, didn't you?
I did. This was an amazing adventure and one that I'd like to go back and do, just put it on repeat, just do it all the time. It's such a great place. I had a time of my life.
Well, tell everybody where you went.
Well, we went down to the Whitmore Canyon overlook at the Grand Canyon. This is actually going through a national monument, the Grand Canyon Parashant National Monument, that most people have never heard about. And it starts out of the St. George Hurricane Valley, St. George area, and goes down to the Arizona Strip. And we stay at the Bar 10 Ranch, and it is an amazing experience.
Well, let's talk about all the details of that amazing experience. Jason Nelson is the owner of ATV and Jeep Adventures. I'm on the website, Jason, atvadventures.com. That's yours, right?
That's correct.
You offer a number of things. If people are just looking for, you know, an hour trip out or a day trip out, they can do that. But you also have two and a three-day trip. So tell people out there how you get started with this idea.
Well, ATV and Jeep Adventure Tours has been around since 1995. We bought it from an individual who really was the founder of a lot of the recreation outdoor power sports component here in Southern Utah. So we've just carried along with his legacy. We offer everything as small, as short as a three-hour tour up to, our longest tour is 4 days. Everything from locally riding around in the sand, just playing on the red rocks in the Southern Utah desert, to going all the way, 200-mile round trip down to the Grand Canyon to look into the water, spend time at the Bar 10 Ranch, and just completely unplug. There's no cell service. There's no gas stations. You're just out there in the middle of it and having a great time.
Yeah.
And we love it.
Yeah. We'll learn more about the ranch itself coming up in a second. But, Bob, you said this spot holds a significance as far as history goes when it comes to John Wesley Powell.
Yeah, this was the spot where he came out of the river, because it's the lowest lying spot at the Grand Canyon because of a big lava flow that created a ditch, if you will, that goes down to the river, making it more possible to exit or enter the river. This is a good place if you've ever wanted to say that you've hiked down to the river at the Grand Canyon. This is the best place to do it, because you can hike from a mile and a half each way, and you can say that you've hiked to the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
There you go.
Russ has actually got it pulled up on the map, I think, over there, don't you?
I got a lot of it pulled up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Taking a look at some of the pictures. So tell us about the Bar 10 Ranch, Jason.
The Bar 10 Ranch is owned by the Heaton family. They've owned it since the 70s. It's an actual working ranch. They've really built it and catered to the river rafters. So the Bar 10 Ranch is 8 miles from the edge of the water. And during the summer, probably 7 to 8 times a day, their helicopter will go down and pick up people off of the river and bring them up to the ranch, where they'll spend the night and then fly out from there to Vegas or to wherever else they're going. And so it's a waypoint, and they've built it to that. They cook all their own beef, serve all their own food, the Dutch oven style country western location. Yeah, they have wagons you sleep in and hot showers and clean water and a gift shop. It's just it's an amazing location to just check out, reconnect with friends, family, and they've been doing it a long time, and they've really embodied the spirit of the good old western frontier, and great family.
Russ, it sounds like you're kind of an adventure.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Do you park somewhere in that ATV in, or what's the process from St. George?
So So you can, there's a dirt road that drives all the way down there, down to Bar 10. The dirt road's pretty good. You could take a high clearance vehicle all the way down there to the ranch. And then the additional 8 miles from the ranch to the Whitmore Overlook, it's quite rough. And so having a capable vehicle to get down there is really required. It's a great thing to do on four-wheelers or on a side-by-side. They traverse that terrain a little bit better. For our tour, we start right in Hurricane, and we take a little bit more of a scenic loop on UTV trails down there. It's about 105 miles. Takes us about 6 hours to get down to the ranch, and then we spend a night there. And from there, we can go down to the edge of the water or whatever activities our participants want, and then ultimately we come back.
What do you explore if you're doing the three-day version of this?
Oh, there's so much to see down there. There's actually multiple overlooks that we can explore. We also can go up onto Mount Trumbull, where there's all sorts of historical components, where pioneers pulled timber for the St. George Temple, and there's all sorts of petroglyphs. There's just amazing. There's stuff all over in that area that unless you have the means and the ability and the maps and the gas to go and explore that, you're just not going to go do it on your own. And frankly, it's dangerous if you don't go with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Bob, why haven't I heard of this before?
Well, I don't divulge all my secrets. You know, I didn't really know a lot about this area until more recently. A couple of months ago, I went out with a buddy of mine in St. George. That was my first experience down at Whitmore Canyon. I'd known about it for years. Actually, I'll take that back. I did fly out of there off my river trip. We ended at Whitmore Wash, and we flew out of there to the Bar 10. That was back in 2014. But one of the things I wanted to mention, you know, that I don't recall hearing Jason mention it, but I stayed in a Conestoga wagon. I don't know if he mentioned that or not, but they have these beautiful new Conestoga wagons. It was my first Conestoga wagon experience, staying overnight in one, and it was wonderful. It was very comfortable.
Well, I was poking a little fun at you online. I said, because you said it's my first Conestoga wagon experience. I said, you mean your first unelectrified Conestoga wagon experience, because you came to Utah as a teenager on one of those things.
Yeah, but those, you know, that we used for crossing the plains wasn't nearly as comfortable as these.
Yeah. That just in and of itself, Jason, sounds like an experience.
It is. Yeah. The wagons that they have down there, they have wagons that'll sleep a full family. So there's a king size bed and then two bunk beds. The wagons, they are a canvas wood wagon. However, they have AC, they have heat, they have electricity, and they have super comfortable beds. So it's a five-star stay, but you're out there hearing what's going on in the night underneath the stars, and it's a glamping experience, and they've nailed it.
Wow, we need to do this. So is it ATVs, is it side-by-sides, or all of the above?
So down to the Grand Canyon, we only do side-by-sides. It's just a long ways to take an ATV. It's not that we couldn't do it. It's just a long ways to ride. And so the side-by-sides, the UTVs, they make for a better experience. And so that's what we used to go down there. We can handle groups up to 30, 40 people. The ranch can sleep up to 70 people. They have options where you can sleep outside on the roof, on a cot, underneath the stars. They have... There's all sorts of adventures awaiting to go and do this. This is our third year doing it. We've made about 30 trips now. I've personally made about 10 of them, and I always look forward to going on the next one every time I get back. It never gets old.
Russ, are you an under the stars guy, or would you take the wagon?
I would probably take under the stars.
Yeah.
I don't get to do that very
often. I get
that.
I agree with you. Go ahead.
They do have bunk houses as well.
Oh.
So you can actually stay in the lodge, in the bunk rooms. Hot running water. They have shotgun shooting, horseback riding, lassoing. They got all sorts of activities. It's a great time.
By the way, the pricing on this stuff, if you're talking about a half-day sunset adventure, for instance, start at $209. Three-hour adventures, $159. They go up from there, obviously, depending on how long you're going to stay and where you want to sleep. But sounds like a great deal.
The way
to find out more information, atvadventures.com. Jason, thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks, you guys.
We're going to see you soon, Jason.
I look forward to it. And Bob, I know you'll join us next half hour. What are we going to talk about on road tripping today?
Well, we're going to tease people a little bit about things to do coming up later in the spring and summer. It's going to be 75 degrees here in Leverkin, so I'm just going to bask in it while I can, but we'll talk a little bit about things to do up north.
All right. look forward to that. But up next, of course, it is Fish Bites. We'll head to Strawberry and check on the ice.